If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Anyway, we decided that every Friday we're going to stay away from politics unless you really want us to discuss politics, in which case we can. But there's an open line also in the second hour, so we'll ventilate all of these issues after that. Itumele Nkune recently gave an interview. And this is what he had to say in the interview that he gave.
The first couple of weeks after I've had meetings with the club, it wasn't easy for me to digest those news. I stayed in bed, I think, 2 straight weeks, crying every day, not understanding what is happening. Yet I was given the respect by the club to say, Itu, come, let's have a sit down. This is the plan for the club going forward. And unfortunately, you are not part of it as a footballer. So I just couldn't believe my ears when I heard those sad news. And like I said, I want to play until I'm 40 plus. It couldn't happen. Hence, I'm still hopeful. But again, the heart you can't control. Every morning I wake up, I have a different feel. I feel like I can go back tomorrow and play. The following day, I wake up with pains everywhere on my body. Then I would feel like, nah, it's fine. Let's leave everything as is. I never thought it would happen to me so soon, and I didn't plan anything. So I asked for more time, if I can go home, think about it, and get back to the club. But until today, I'm still struggling to come to terms that this has really happened to me.
So when Kobe Bryant basically retired from the NBA, he made a movie, a short movie, that he won an Oscar for. He narrated it himself. He spoke about how his mind is still very much in the game. He knows exactly what to do, and he knows how to do it. His body, however, is now lagging behind. And it won't allow him to do the things that he needs to do. He still loves the game, and this is why he has to bid it farewell. Kune was one of the greatest. In fact, is,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
But let's be honest. There's no way Kune could have played another 3 years.
No.
He says he's 37. That's football age. His real age, only he knows.
I mean, he says he wants to play in the 40s.
Just keep it a buck, bro. You're already in the 40s.
You're already playing in your 40s. He's played so long in your 40s.
You know what I mean? There's no way. There's no way Kune is 4 years younger than me. I mean, come on. Let's be serious now.
You guys are so controversial.
I mean, that's my dude and all, man. Come on, bro. We ain't more than that way. You know what I mean? He's talking. Yes, he's doing this interview. He's 35 wrinkles on his face.
The Chiefs knows you the know truth.
What I mean? They already know the truth.
So, anyway, what do you think? Filas is telling out.
I think, like you mentioned Kobe before, for professional sportsmen, it's so difficult to know when they're done. Because it's something that they've known for, 20 plus years of their lives. Now, they have to find a different routine. They can't go and go to gym and go to practice and play for a living. They have to find a different avenue. And I think that's what he's struggling with. A lot of rugby players also suffer from the same thing, where they know that it's time to let go, but the brain and the body and the mind probably don't want to, because this is something they've known for 20 plus years. So I get the fact that he's saying that he's struggling with retirement and not being part of the Chiefs playing squad. But they offered him a job. They offered him the goalkeeper coach job. So I think it would have been an easier transition, because he's still around the football environment. He's still around the team itself that he represented his whole life. And I think that would have been an easier transition for him to make if he went into the football, into the coaching space straight after playing.
Now, here's the thing. Generally, life comes with different stages, right? And unfortunately, some people don't want to accept the stages that life comes with later on in life. So, for example, I've always looked at any kind of sporting profession as just look at it as a very good phase in your life to start off with.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people will go to school, they'll try to build themselves up, they'll come out, maybe they'll go into employment so they can learn about the trade, then later on they want to start a business.
Yeah.
Look at sportsmanship as your way to amass wealth. And then the second phase in your life, in your 40s, is where you do the regular things. Either a job, or you start a business, or et cetera, and so on. But to look at this thing as the definition of your life in its entirety, that's a mistake.
Yeah, no, I honestly feel for him. I think this is a clear example of when your career has become your whole identity.
Yeah.
But even though his heart is still in the game, I'm quite disappointed listening to that audio that he says he actually hadn't planned or prepared for retirement, which is problematic because they know with soccer you must definitely prepare. And I worry about that aspect, that what now for him? But on the other hand, emotionally, I understand where he is. He really has allowed his career to define him. And that's many of us who will probably have to learn from this moment that don't let it be your whole identity.
Yeah, he had 20 plus years, though, also to plan for that.
Yeah, but it's also difficult, guys. When you're a kid, ukulikasi, growing up, and you've got one dream, that dream is to play football, or that dream is to drive a Formula One car. This has happened to everybody. We've seen it happen with Michael Jordan. We've seen it happen with Michael Schumacher. We've seen it happen with so many footballers, you know, because you allow it to define it. But, like, for example, Cesar, you are a good example, you know, of you amassed wealth through the TV thing and DJing, and you were able to let that go because you initially started off already entrepreneurial, already with those plans. But when someone just has that one dream, it's so difficult to let go of, man, especially when you've allowed it to define who you are.
See, the dream part is important because for me, it was never my dream to be famous or anything like
that. Yes, you see, you stumbled
upon. And even this day, I really don't care for it. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's what the issue is. I don't know. Give us a shout and let us know, what are your thoughts? Itumele Nkune, do you think they let go of him too soon, or was it the right time?
Manje uzodiva kanjani akayeke le nto futhi athatha umsebenzi lapha abamofara wona ze club ambassador and the supporters ntontoni eyokudiva akaphume kuyo
uvuke tubekile already
on the streets, on the air. Okhune bafethu to hayi makayeke makayeke with the 35 wrinkles usizwa khuluma ngazo akabeki intambo phansi. Gukamzimba sala nhliziyo. The heart still wants, but yeah, umzimba wona hayi ukhuluma another story. So makayeke nje.
Yes, Mina, I think Itumele Nkune, they let him go too soon. I mean, the guy is full of experience. Yes, I understand that people are saying age, blah, 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 blah. But look now, the current goalkeeper is like a sack, a bag of potatoes. So I think they let go of him too soon. And yeah, I don't know who is going to fit his shoes. Kimpo, thank you.
So Mpo raises a good point. Because the current goalkeeper, he's a Ngempela, let's be honest.
I shame, no.
No, let's keep it a back.
I shame, no.
Yeah?
But even if we do, that's not Kuna's fault. It's the team. What about their plan? Succession plan. And also, Kuna says when he wakes up, sometimes umzibubhlungu. What happens now when it's Bafana Bafana, we're playing in a final, or Kaizer Chiefs, and we have umzibubhlungu? Then what? Then we're compromised. It's time he goes.
But when we lose, it is umzibubhlungu. As if umzibubhlungu has been.
Clearly.
Yeah, I think the younger players should look up to Kunene. They should look at him as an example. You could see le career iyaphela anytime. You could always get injured, itolo liphuke kuphele ngawo. So they must invest, yes. And then as for Kune, he must become a pastor. He can milk it there.
How
a
you?
Pastor or motivational speaker, yes. He can make some money there. Or aya into teaching and then he can become a coach lap, yabo?
No, Kune's thing is not a financial matter at all. I don't think he's saying that he doesn't have money to live. I'm pretty sure it's certain. And so I'm pretty sure it's sorted. The problem is just he doesn't want to leave the game that he so dearly loves. He
wants to play.
But now, as Pilesande said, they've given him an opportunity to coach and still be involved in the organization. What's the problem?
Look, personally, I understand where Kune is coming from. Yet again, I still feel like he had more than enough time to prepare for life after football. I mean, he had played for Kaizer Chiefs for what, over 20 years? 20 years is 3 degrees, man. He could have had his master's already in something. Or he could have had a business that is already prospering. In the last 3-4 years, he could have actually been using that amount of time to be growing his business, or to be getting his foot in that K career that he wanted to pursue in terms of academics.
You know, I can't imagine it being easy life after doing what you've loved for most of your life. So if you started your career at 17 and like Itumeleng Nkune, he was 23 for like 7 years, and we understood that. But towards the end, we could see Khurman, even though umphefumulo usafuna, umzimba bese usho ukuthi no, it's time for him to go, because yar, I know, no, his performance the last few games was not, it was not up to standard. So Pumula Kehla, go teach others to do what you used to do. We as South African and Kaizer Chiefs fans saying thank you for the service, but thank you.
Kehla is usually a term of endearment.
Yeah.
But when you talk about age, it hits different now.
Do they know what the context sports is a short lived career? Magazokala and Aguazi Lugzalis Katesi Deganji Angana ne backup plan Besa Funuxuelo Aiti. Yibo Labeso Besba Bonala Seba Pizzi, Batelli funding, Batelli Gutis Basis, Iba Fitu. Aba invest about Fitu. In England, Malabai Hola, Mabasadal. It's context sports, it's bound to end anytime.
Yo, as a painting Akuni, I know it, Bafitu. I'm 46 years old now. And I still play soccer, even though I play keep fit, like on a Sunday, Namachita, just to unwind and keep fit. But I know the pains that he talks about. I felt good things was Ali Paul and Ami till my late ages, you know, even 50 for that matter. But I promise you, today I play, the next morning when I wake up, I can barely walk because of the pains that I feel on my legs. So, Nji, I had a condom panagit. I will call one. Marage, yeah, the heart will always be in soccer.
50? Hey. Never, ever. Geglung.
This is a boy. I wanna corner leave you today. It's he leave the football before the football leaves you. Football will leave you, my brother. So you must play. Usaka look like Paul. Then I'll go sort it.
Yeah.
And there's many teams that can take Kune. He just won't be playing, you know, at 50 at Chiefs or for Bafana Bafana. Maybe he must go to the second division. There's teams that will take him just for the profile of their team.
But you see now, that's when you're watering down your legacy. He must just stay at Chiefs and coach. That's it.
He wants to play.
No, it's over now.
I'm a Tottenham man's a new Kune, man. Yeah, man, I think he must just heal, get in terms with the current situation. Ngesixhosa bathi uyaqaqanjelwa, i-chap iyaqaqanjelwa le chap, man. Hayi, ngahlale phansi ngene phaa kuma-technical ntonitoni phaa.
Ukhune makahlale phansi ngoba sekamdala umzimba, njengoba asho awusavumi. Le ntwana zamanje zishiyele inye ibhola la, uzolibheka nje ngamehlo lingena angaluvimbi. Yiloku idliwa-ke i-Chiefs ngenxa kakhulu ngoba umzimba phela amathambo siyawaqinile. Yabo ingqondo iyalibona ukuthi hayi nali liza ngapha, umzimba umile nsi, yena in his mind ulibambile. Mara in reality hayi, khona akahlale phansi uChief abe i-goalkeeper coach, because bekagodi vele even ne-distribution afundise labo goalkeeper bamanje ukuthi ilidistributhwa kanjani ibhola and all that, mara yena angasavimbi.
No, mina ngithi ukhune kahle bekumele ukuba hayi. They could have given him this job maybe 2 seasons ago. So nangazi ukuthi ini into beyangekho ready for yon. I honestly don't understand.
Hayi, Kune mdala, man. Kune is old. He's probably 45. He even mentioned on his interview that the next thing he will feel pains everywhere on his body, and that's what 40+ does. That's what 40+ does. Like shining leather skin lo muntu, man. Like we are more to mdala. Like Sizwe say kuti abantu bane leather skin. Mdala lo muntu.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.